I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parc.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Lance Whitwell. I'm 53 years old. And my relationship to Ryan, his friend and colleague.
My name is Ryan Tui. My age is 40 years old. And yeah, my relationship to Lance is a friend, collaborator, colleague. Well, hey, Lance, thanks for doing this today. I think you had an actual story to kind of maybe kick this off with.
All right. Well, we can do that. I guess when you first approached me about this, it was something to do with the collaboration of traditional ecological knowledge mixed with the science. And I have had a couple of experiences with scientists in the field. A few of them seem to be a little bit funny. So I was a jet boat pilot working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife crew one time. We were doing salmon habitat studies. And they had left some data collectors in the river channel to collect temperature and things like that. And they wanted to come back toward the springtime with snow machines and come up the river to retrieve the data collectors. And so we had a strategy meeting, and we were sitting there most of one evening. Of course, it was summer when we were thinking about it, but they had their GPS gear out, and we were plotting courses for them to come back in the winter and retrieve these data collectors. And we got almost done, and one of the local guys stopped by with a boat. And we asked him, if it was you coming up this river, which way would you go? And he pointed across the river and said, there's a road from the village to right there. I'll come up the road and just cross the river once. There was my experience working with NASA and the University of Alaska Poker Flats Research Range. They shoot rockets over our community to gather data from the Northern Lights. And occasionally the rocket motors will land on our tribal land, and we help them recover and things like that. They brought all their cameras and stuff up to my office, and you know, we were working real time just over Skype, and the scientists were in Fairbanks, and they were monitoring what was going on there, and I was turning out, you know, I had all the cameras and stuff on in my office in Venati. And just kind of watching it, and we're communicating back and forth, and the weather's got to be perfect in Fairbanks and in Venati at the same time so that everything gets captured at once. And I was sitting there one night about 3 a.m, and the Northern Lights, a big wave of Northern Lights came through, and I got on Skype, and I told these guys and the scientists in Fairbanks, it's good, shoot it. And they said, oh, we already fired it off about 10 minutes ago. I said, what? I thought you guys were waiting for me to give you the signal. And they're like, no, truthfully, we just need you to turn the camera on at 8 o'clock. That was my NASA experience. You know, I thought I was an integral part of their program, and really, I was just a switch operator, I guess.
Can you describe kind of like what Venati is like what the landscape's like a little bit, and the culture, too?
Well, it's Squitchin Athabascan community. Venati itself in a lower area. It's in the Yukon Flats area, they call it. Kind of a boreal type of forest. We've got some big trees, but we have a lot of little trees and a lot of bushes, a lot of hardwoods, cottonwoods, poplars. A lot of animals, really. We get caribou that migrate through. We've got moose, bears, wolves, things like that. It's really hard to get around that country, especially in the winter. And it's nice, quiet, mostly a subsistence kind of life. We get salmon. It's a big part of our subsistence life. Then I also serve the northern part of our tribal lands, a community called Arctic Village, and it's a little bit higher up into the Brooks Range. It's more of a tundra type of a setting. Still boreal, but the trees seem to be a lot smaller there and a little bit sparse. Venati tribal government owns 1.8 million acres of what used to be a reservation until ANCSA. That comprises both of the communities that I work with, but I also try to take care of all the land in between. The tribal land is almost totally encompassed by wildlife refuges. We've got the Arctic Refuge to the north, and we've got the Yukon Flats Refuge to the south. The river's a major navigation source for us. It's very shallow, it's very tricky to drive, which is really good, because that keeps other people out
right.
Most of the time, you know. And so it's mostly just locals that you'll find on the river.
That's the Chandler, right?
Yeah, we formed a tribal water and soil conservation district. The Chandler River was actually formally changed. The name has changed to Tadrinjik now.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, wow. Fantastic.
So it's gone back to its native name. And so I've been the IGAP coordinator since 1998. Done a little bit of everything you can imagine, from recycling pop cans to, you know, fuel spill response and contaminated site cleanups and brownfields and the whole gamut of things that we can run into in the villages. It's really paid off. I can really see a difference, not only in the communities that I serve, but in the other villages also.
That's awesome.
To where things are really getting cleaned up. Of course, you know, the Yukon Watershed Council has been instrumental in getting a lot of these programs going and sustaining them through the years. And I've worked quite a few years with yourself and the Watershed Council on doing water sampling and doing some water quality monitoring type of things. It's really, really good. And the people at home are really glad that we're doing it. We've got some major mining that is starting to occur upriver from us. So we're really worried about the water quality, and we're really keeping a good eye on it. And so far, it's been all right.
Venetai is one of my most favorite places to come out to, and part of that's because of you, but the community in general has always been really great. It's neat to hear that the community has gotten more interested in the mine, but also that we've been taking that water quality data for how long has that been now?
Like about
10 years, I mean.
Yeah, at least.
So that's an incredible kind of baseline to be able to look at and look for changes. Thanks, Lance. As always, I learned a ton, and I hope we keep to get talking for many, many years to come.
Well, absolutely. Glad to be here. Thanks for offering.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.